Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Gibson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vicente Romo. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Vicente Romo. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards third. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hairman for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli strikes out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. Conigliaro moves to second. Two outs. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCraw moves to second. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Romo fields it and throws to third for the out. Morales moves to second. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Williams reaches second base with a double. Morales scores. Peters moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Peters tags and scores. Williams tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vicente Romo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romo is called out on strikes. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Andrews moves to second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Aparicio fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton strikes out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Hermann moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-1 in the game. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-1 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vicente Romo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romo is 0-1 in the game. Romo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-2 in the game. O'Brien is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-2 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hopkins for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Hermann is hit by the pitch. Melton moves to second. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Bradford strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Melton scores. Hermann moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Conigliaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Petrocelli moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Conigliaro. Peters reaches second base with a double. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Williams bunts towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Peters moves to third. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hopkins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Locke pinch hits for Vicente Romo. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Stang now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton strikes out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hermann strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bradford. The throw from Gibson and he is safe. Bradford steals second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McCraw is walked intentionally. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bradford scores. McCraw moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morales. The throw from Gibson and he is safe. Morales steals second. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peters for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-4 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Conigliaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.